This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie, Cam and Lisa, special edition today.
Ooh. It is madness today.
It really is.
Absolutely. Cup is madness.
Not that it's not mad enough when it's Dean and I, but we've just added extra madness for you for your drive home this evening. Now, the guests keep on coming because there is just so many exciting events coming up.
Yeah, it's all going on.
Coming up this September is the Broken Heel Festival. And joining us now is one of the glam ambassadors. How do we do it? Jemima Hample, how are you?
Oh, hello again, everyone.
Hi. She's looking so glamorous this evening.
I've had to throw on a 20-minute face to come and just look glamorous sitting here.
We should mention that both yourself and Lisa Mann have last minute been called into gigs tonight. So you are sitting in the studio in full face.
Correct. Yeah,
absolutely.
I will pop a photo of that up on our social media if you want to check that out on Facebook, because it's high camp. It's very good.
Yeah, I'm mid-egg transformation. I haven't adorned my wig yet.
She's soft-boiled.
Soft-boiled.
Not hard-boiled.
No, I prefer a soft-boiled egg anyway. Jemima, tell us a little bit about Broken Heel. What's it all about?
So the Broken Heel Festival is a three-day festival in Broken Heel, celebrating Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. So obviously that amazing movie that was filmed. So about 70% of the movie was actually filmed in Broken Heel. Okay. So it's a, absolutely, at the Palace Hotel. So which is that hotel where they walk up in the movie and they see all those awful paintings and they're all still there. It's all still incredible. So it's a three-day festival of drag, disco, diva. It's actually in its fifth year this year. So it's been going for 5 years, which is absolutely incredible that a festival that far away in such isolation can still continue celebrating such an iconic moment in, you know, history of Australian film.
Yeah.
You've been involved since the very beginning, haven't you?
From the
you?
Beginning, yes. I was there the very first year, performing on milk crates almost.
Oh, wow.
Very low budget.
So how has it changed over the years?
Oh, incredible. Like, leaps and leaps and bounds. So, especially last year, being its fourth year, we saw a massive influx of infrastructure and everything for the actual festival itself. So it's just going to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. So if you haven't been, definitely get along, because you can't really describe what the feeling is of the festival until you experience yourself. There's something magic out there.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. It's going to be a great weekend.
I'm not allowed to go. You are, of course, allowed to go. Now, it's a heavy roster of events.
Yes.
Over the weekend. What kind of things can people expect?
We do have the three actual ticketed festival days, which is the 13th, 14th and 15th of September, which is actually held at the Palace, where they block off half the street, the side street, and that's all just stages. And so we've got inside stages, outside stages, entertainers, you know, coming out the wazoo pretty much. But there's also a lot of community events that we do hold the day before, the day after. Also in the town square, we hold a massive event, which has attracted thousands of people in the past.
Wonderful.
Also, there's entertainment out in Silverton, so I'm not sure if you know about Silverton's this tiny little prick out in the corner, like little pinprick, where there's a pub and that's kind of it. And buses go out there and we do shows all day, and that, you know, that's open to everyone as well. So it's not just the 3 days, there's so much of community events going on as well.
Someone actually mentioned to me, I said that I was heading up to Broken Heel in September, and they said, oh, you've got to make sure you go to the pub in Silverton. I said, it's coming.
Yeah, it's definitely coming. Yeah, it's old school, like wooden pub. It's fantastic. Lots of VB.
A friend of mine actually lives in Broken Heel, and she said it's the most amazing time of the entire year.
Yeah, the town must love it.
The vibrance, the atmosphere is everything.
Absolutely. There. I have to say that the actual town, like, accepting and supporting the festival has been absolutely incredible the last 5 years. So I'm really looking forward to
it. I do recall watching a video from, I think, Polly Filler last year did a live stream as the parade was going through, and the crowd was absolutely living for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
After the town square, we do a parade down the main strip of Broken Heel in drag. Down the main drag, in drag, as it were. So you can definitely join in with that as well. And, you know, feathers, glitter, you can dress up. It's just a huge inclusive event.
What about those who are thinking, Of course, but it's in Broken Hill. How am I going to get there? What would you advise for them?
Well, there's a lot of different ways. Of course, we do have our Silver City trade service running from Sydney through to Broken Hill, so you can grab on that, and with that you actually do get a discount on a 3-day pass. So you can jump onto the website at www.bhfestival.com to look at that. But also there are some flights going in and out, but Mildura, which is the closest sort of town from Broken Hill, is running cheap bus services, so as it could be cheaper to actually fly to Mildura and get on a bus to come out, or you can just do what we do,
road trip,
and shove all the drag in a car and drive up with some of your best sister girlfriends.
That's what we'll be doing.
That's what
Lisa.
We'll be doing, Dave.
I'll be queuing up the Spice Girls and the Priscilla soundtrack.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't wait.
Finally.
I'm looking forward to the Thursday night. Apparently that's the night everyone gets quite raucous.
That is when a lot of the talent does arrive, and that is sort of our one night to really sort of, you know, have a jelly night together, and we have in the past known to be quite raucous, as you did say.
It's always a good way to start the weekend.
Isn't it?
Now, one of the recurring things that have come up about this festival year after year is the accommodation, because it obviously books out early, and you know, it's getting bigger and bigger every year, but you've got a new accommodation option this year.
We do. The festival has created our glamping packages. So just about 3 km from the festival ground, there is a glamping ground which has incredible sort of glamping tents, I suppose you could call them, for a few different people, and you can purchase those. They do have bus services running to and from the festival ground to the glamping ground to get you to and from there as well included. So certainly have a look at those, because
that's marvellous.
I've seen some of the images and that. They look incredible.
Yes. They are absolutely stunning. Now, it is all happening in September 13th, 14th and 15th. You can head to bhfestival.com.
Yes.
Tickets there?
Tickets there. All the information is there, especially with the silver stiletto coach. The train, sorry, yes. And of course, the glamping options, all that's on there as well.
Look, this is so fabulous. I'd love to come back and chat a little bit more about that if we can. So if you can stay with us, that would be great. Let's have a bit of Tanya Togo. Let's have a bit of Tanya Togo. This is Piece of Me. You are a Mad Wednesday with Robbie, Cam, Lisa and Jemima. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie, Cam and Lisa, and we are joined by the fabulous Jemima Handful talking about Broken Hill Festival. I need some new adjectives because I only ever say fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fabulous, darling. Drag disco in the desert, darling.
I've also got ooh-ah, which I'm pretty sure I got from you anyway, Jemima.
I think you did. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Not an unfamiliar slogan on the drag scene.
No.
One of my favourite things about, we are talking, of course, about the Broken Hill Festival coming up in Broken Hill over in September on the 13th, 14th and 15th of September in 2019. I reckon the year probably could have gone without saying. But,
19.
You know, it's always good to explain something.
No.
One of my favourite things is there is, of course, a talent comp. Now, the drag scene loves a talent comp.
We do love a little competition. So it's broken the Broken Hill Festival competition. So our first time we ran it, a local queen called Shalita Buffet did win. It's a competition that is run over a couple of days with multiple challenges and eliminations. Things from drag on a dime, where they get given $10 and one night to put an entire outfit together with what they can find around Broken Hill.
God, that's brutal. God,
that is so brutal.
Some of the things we've seen loofah dresses, we've seen string, we've seen beer cans that they just picked up and made a dress out of. Like, it's incredible. And of course, last year our winner was Aurora Arsenic.
Yes.
Right.
So she'll be back.
I'm familiar with Aurora Arsenic. Many a times
new
before.
To the Melbourne scene. Yeah. She has moved down from...
I look up to her quite literally.
Yeah, she's a great tiny petite woman.
Very tiny petite woman,
There is no one taller, is there?
No.
maybe Passion.
Ash, yeah.
Maybe Passion,
okay.
Couture. Yeah, but I'd be interested to see those two next to each other, to be honest. So, yes, of course, the competition is running again this year. And the last 2 years it has been sponsored by Amy. I'm not going to say if it wasn't or is or anything like that at this point, because I don't know the information.
But... seen.
Remains to be seen, but it's an incredible competition, and I mean, looking forward to see who takes the crown this year.
Now, of course, you have an incredible team of Glambassadors that work with you promoting this event and working really tirelessly every single year to put this festival together.
Absolutely.
Who are all these fantastic people?
So, obviously, we've got the two, festival director, which is Esther, and, of course, the beautiful Filmer Box is the assistant festival director, and I can't put into words how much work that those two in particular do put to the festival. And this year they've sort of reached out to a couple of their closest girlfriends to come on with this Glambassador program. So there's myself, which I'm very, very excited to be a part of, well, I must say. So it's me, Filmer Box, Art Simone, who you, of course, will know, and the incredible Vonnie, who Lay Girls.
Icon.
Yeah, icon, icon. Mm. And, of course, the incomparable Maud Boat, who, again,
also icon.
Iconic, especially when it comes to Priscilla in her, because she was part of the creative mind and to create the look for the stage show and everything, I do believe, as well. So, between us, all of us, we're representing the festival as being as from as many different parts of the drag community as we can be, and it's an incredible experience. I'm very honoured to be a part, especially included with all of those legends.
Yeah, legends is the right word.
Yeah, there's some sensational headline acts as well, isn't there?
Absolutely. So, of course, the biggest one for me this year is Carlosha. We have Carlosha coming out to perform a headline act. Also, we've got a few people you may know. Dolly Diamond. Dolly Diamond's coming back.
Regular here at Joy. She, in fact, used to sit in my very seat opposite Dean many, many moons ago.
We've also got the incredible Leather Lungs, who's going to be coming out. Now, if you haven't seen Leather Lungs, incredible, incredible voice. Of course, Christy McNichol's coming out.
Work.
So that's, again, so many names. Who else have we got? Michael Griffiths, who's bringing his Kylie tribute show, which is going to be incredible. So there's so much. It's not just drag entertainment. Yeah. It's live singing. It's live music. It is drag as well. So it's so much entertainment.
So head to bhfestival.com.
Yes.
Check out the tickets. Check out the accommodation.
The glamping options.
There.
Yes, absolutely.
And of course, if you want your trip to start, you know, in the travel as well, check out some of the travel options on the website as well.
The train.
Thank you so much, Jemima, and all the best with it. I'll be right in the front screaming and yelling woman at the top of my lungs.
You'll see me at the end of the 3 days like a skeleton of a human being. It's a drag marathon, but we do absolutely love it.
Excellent. All the best with it. Of course, it is donation drive at the moment.
Yes.
Please keep those donations rolling in. We need your help to make sure Joy stays on air as it has done for such a long time. It costs over $100 an hour to keep Joy on air.
As I said, it costs $250 to keep this show on air, and we've almost hit today, we've almost paid for the show.
Oh, excellent.
So let's get a couple more in before the evening's end. We've still got half an hour to get those in. You can do so by jumping onto joy.org.au, and you can certainly put your donation in to go into the draw in those business class flights with Virgin Australia, courtesy of Velocity Rewards and David McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one lucky runner-up will receive a $2,000 RACV voucher to use in any RACV store or any RACV resort anywhere all around Australia.
Absolutely. And the reason it's so important to remember to donate is, of course, Joy is not owned by a big corporation making money. Instead, we are proudly self-funded through on-air sponsorship, memberships, and most of all, crucially, donations from yourself.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.